93.9 WKYS, number one for hip-hop and R&B in the DMV. Freedus here, got a look at the news. Freedus, what's going on, girl?
Russ, here's the latest. United Airlines is trying to contact hundreds of people who may have been on flights the Ebola patient in Dallas traveled on. United is reportedly reaching out to 300 to 400 people in hope to complete that process in the next few days. The man flew on two United flights, one from Brussels to Washington Dulles, and then from Dulles to Dallas-Fort Worth. Police are releasing a composite sketch of a Laurel sexual assault suspect. They say a man inappropriately touched two teens in separate incidents on the morning of September 23rd. Both assaults happened on Briarwood Drive at Briarcroft Lane. A Loudoun County student is being diagnosed with whooping cough. An email with information about that case has been sent to parents of students at Eagle Ridge Middle School in Ashburn. A D.C. bartender who went missing this week is safe and sound in New Orleans. The mother of 23-year-old Joe Madden says her son called her last night to tell her where he had gone. It's unclear why he went down south or why he didn't tell his mom where he was and why he was headed there. About 5,000 Pepco customers lost power for a brief time last night due to a substation problem. Service was restored to customers just before 11 p.m. No word on the exact nature of that problem. And a man called 911 because of flies. I can understand why he called police. The man said they were really big, outrageous flies. Okay. For more news 24/7, go to news1.com. Here's a look at traffic.